News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Last week on the show, we spoke to Owen Harris about what he felt was a knee-jerk donning of the green jersey in government and indeed in the media in relation to the backstop. But with both the Irish and UK governments sticking rigidly to their positions and I suppose engaging in a bit of megaphone diplomacy, can a middle ground be reached? Now, Owen Harris, I'm delighted to say, joins us again. Owen, just before we get to the kind of solutions you were covering yesterday in the Sunday Independent and that idea maybe of Ireland playing a pivotal role in brokering a deal between the EU and the UK, before we get to that, I'm curious your reaction to that planned meeting. It does seem like it will now take place between Leo Varadkar and Boris Johnson.
Well, it's very good that we're talking. I often think of De Valera's document number 2, which was mocked a lot. He had these two circles showing the relationship between Ireland and Britain. And I think we should think of ourselves in two circles. In one circle, there's the EU and Ireland. And the other circle is us and the United Kingdom, us and England. And we're in these two circles, not one circle. So it's like they're our neighbours. Like, oh, I remember reading in the Blasket Islands, if you had two neighbours side by side, they couldn't actually afford a feud. They couldn't afford a row. How would they get through the years, the days? So it's so important we're talking. But what's kind of depressing is that John Bruton said yesterday on radio that that he didn't see much point in it because the British had preconditions. But we had preconditions. We say we won't reopen the withdrawal agreement. We said there'll be no move in the backstop. Well, that's not a negotiating position. You've got to be ready to give up your sacred cows if we're going to get anywhere. Now, we know that 3 times the British have tried to get the withdrawal agreement through the Commons and 3 times it's failed. And it's some kind of cognition problem. If we insist that we can go on do that they can go on doing that, they can't.
Okay.
And if we're going to do the bad thing and ambush them at the end of the exit and the general election, etc., when they're looking for trade talks, come November or whatever, it'll just poison the relationship between our two islands. It will raise the tribal temperature here. It will create a lot of anger in the community. We're neighbours. We should get talking about real things to each other.
Now, you went further than that in your column yesterday. You said Ireland should actively get stuck in as a mediator. I presume you meant between the EU and the UK. What would that actually mean in practice? How would that work?
Well, at the moment, we're kind of passive victims of history. I mean, we're standing by saying there'll be no move on the backstop. We're hiding behind the EU and we're kind of waiting for things to happen. And every day that passes, as I said, creates bad blood. So we should stop being the object of history and become the subject of history. We should get our agency back. And that means that we should, like Michael Collins, at the treaty negotiations were quite complex. There weren't just Michael Collins going over and saying, I want a republic and that's the end of it. There were a lot of documents, a lot of discussions. We should now begin to start throwing documents and solutions at every level, not publicly, but privately, through channels, through our civil servants. Not the Department of Foreign Affairs, in my view. It should be done directly because I think the Department of Foreign Affairs, just have this kind of hard line, and I think it would be better done by politicians. There's lots of solutions available. I keep getting documents sent to me. One of the most interesting was sent by Michael Gannon, who was the CEO of Orbis Lab Systems in the food sector, somebody who'd be a sector deeply affected by this. And he's proposed ingeniously that we should be suggesting to the UK that they stay in the customs union for 1 year and draw a circle around it, like De Valera's circle. And inside that circle, for that 1 year, we negotiate kind of without preconditions, on the backstop and everything else, and that then at the end of it, if we can't reach any hard good deal about the border, that we'll revert back to the backstop and revert back to the hard line. But for 1 year, we're inside the circle of the customs union, and that means the British give on the customs union, and we give on the fact that we stop talking about there'll be no move in the backstop. For that year, there'll be a move in the backstop, mentally, I mean, in terms of discussion.
Interesting, yeah. Interesting idea. Listen, just before you go, I was most interested in your piece yesterday. You suggested Pascal Donoghue as the ideal person to be given the task of negotiating a Dublin-London deal. Just briefly, if you can, why are you so certain he's the right man to do it?
Well, he's a Fine Gael politician in many ways. I studied most closely. I was in the Shannon with him. We got on very well. We have the same taste in thrillers. We have the same taste in pragmatic politicians. We both admire Aristotle and LBJ, Lyndon B. Johnson, because they were people who were dealing with the possible rather than the ideological.
Yeah, yeah. He spoke very kindly about you on the show as well last week.
Well, I didn't ask him to, but he did, because what I want to come to there, Pascal's greatest and most lethal gift is his likability. He's very, very likable, and that makes other politicians very vulnerable to his charms, and journalists, and I have to watch it as well. But I think Pascal is the kind of person who understands best that Ireland and Britain are not just about history. They're about geography. We're stuck with each other, close to each other physically. We'll always be stuck forever till the end of time. So I think Pascal is that pragmatic. Lyndon B. Johnson doesn't stand back and sort of say, here I stand and I won't budge. He has that kind of gift of staying calm and graceful under pressure and not turning a word like the backstop into a shibboleth. He knows that the backstop, when you strip it away, just means freedom to pass across the border freely. And if we start thinking of it like that instead of this abstraction called the backstop, I think Pascal has the kind of mind that gets around these kind of abstractions and gets down to what needs to be done.
Okay, fascinating stuff. Owen Harris, political columnist with the Sunday Independent. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.